From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, for Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. Linda Quick has been a force in healthcare policy for decades. Quick, who was born at Coral Gables Hospital, spent more than 40 years working in healthcare. The past two decades of that were with the South Florida Hospital and Healthcare Association. The group represents hundreds of hospitals and healthcare businesses on legislative and industry issues. Quick has had an insider's view on some of the biggest policy and economic events affecting the health of Floridians. And as of January, she's retired. Before she stepped down, I caught up with her while she was packing up.
I did tell my staff that if anyone asks, can they get me a retirement present, tell them as long as it doesn't need a wall or a shelf.
Her office was wallpapered with plaques and certificates of gratitude from healthcare organizations and community groups.
Several of them are organizations or institutions that literally didn't exist until I helped create them.
The South Florida Perinatal Network, the Health Choice Network.
And I'm pretty proud of that.
We sat down to talk about what she's learned and where healthcare in Florida is going.
In your more than two decades with the South Florida Hospital and Healthcare Association, how have you seen the business of healthcare change in Florida?
The good news for the population of in South Florida is that people are healthier. We as a society have institutionalized the use of seatbelts, and even though Florida doesn't require it, we wear helmets and we go to the gym and we pay attention to what we eat, and we tend to need hospitalization less. So one of the most obvious changes over time is the decrease of inpatient utilization, or as hospital administrators would have called it some decades ago, heads in beds. And for everyone, that's really pretty good news. The second reason, besides doing a better job at staying well, is that technology and pharmacology have made it that almost everything you need from a hospital, you can get and leave in the same day.
What has the Affordable Care Act meant for hospitals in Florida?
The best part of that is that the state of Florida has close to 2 million more insured people than we did before. For the institutions, it means less uncompensated care. The catch-22, in order to buy affordable coverage, people purchased low-premium, high-deductible health plans. So to some extent, you're still sort of uninsured for the initial several thousand dollars.
Last year, the issue of Medicaid expansion was a long fight, and ultimately Tallahassee lawmakers decided not to expand Medicaid. Because it was such a dominant issue in the legislature, what got lost that you think lawmakers need to be paying attention to?
The fact that we are paying for it, either in our tax money, our insurance premiums are higher if we're buying insurance. I think they've lost sight of the fact that the nurses still get paid, the doctors still get paid, the equipment still gets bought. We're just paying for our own plus a piece of somebody else's.
What happens next for you? What are you doing next?
I'm retiring from this position. I'm not retiring from life. My accountant told me I had to create a company. I named it the Quick Bernstein Connection Group. What I have done most of my career is introduce people to people they should know and don't. I would love to write. I certainly plan to do some of that.
Well, Linda Quick, thank you so much for speaking with us, and congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack. This is WLRN Miami Herald News.